Okay, so we spoke yesterday in Shaar Beis, Perkei Beis, about the high level of tefillah that Reb Chaim Volozhiner expects from a yid. And basically, we tried to divide it into three levels. The first level is when a person is asking for themselves, as someone said, like a shopping cart, drive down so we can pick up on the way. I need this, I need that, you know. So, okay. That's one thing. The next level is when you are thinking that because I need this, the way I can, it means that Hashem is not being mashpia enough and I need to kind of bring out the hashpah of Hashem more. The third one is that the chilul Hashem that comes out of this is bothering me that I'm davening for the chilul Hashem. Now, in this level, so first of all, he says, so there's two points he talks about here. The first point he says, and I'll prove to you that I'm right, because if you look at the Nusach HaTfila of Rosh Hashanah, now a lot of people on Rosh Hashanah is very obvious. This issue is extremely obvious. It's very boilet, because on Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of judgment. And we're sitting there sittering. What is Hashem going to bring on upon us this next year? And we need parnasa, and we need atzlacha, and we need refuah, and we need Yeshua, and we need all these things. And what do we say? Hashem, mloichal kol haaretz kulei b'chvaydecha, v'sinaseh al haaretz b'chvaydecha. Kadosh Baruch, we want to see the Kavod Shamayim come back. Kavod Shamayim. I'm saying, well, what happened to your parnasa? What happened to your refuah for the year? What happened to your Torah for the year? What happened to all the ruchnias and gashmas you need for the year? We don't even talk about it. So apparently, Chazal felt that on Rosh Hashanah, this is how Reb Chaim explains it, on Rosh Hashanah is when a person can actually tap into that feeling that he's supposed to have the whole year. So Chazal didn't want to make it explicitly the whole year because they didn't want to, you know, overburden everybody, and everyone's on that level. But Rosh Hashanah, they expect everyone to be on that level, overtly. So they say, this is the Nusach HaTfilah. But the rest of the year, you're supposed to take the Nusach HaTfilah, if you're on that level, and think about these things too. It's the same thing. No difference. That's what Chaim says. So he says, Einenu Aroyes, B'Nusach HaTfilah Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is from the beginning to the end. Rak al kavod malchusa yizbarach shmei. Only for the kavod of Hashem. Shetisalu kevatchila koydem chait adam arishon. It should be like the way it was always. Vegam nusach tefillas kol Hashanah, and even the tefillah of the whole year. Afshel if yipshuta yanira, even though it's simple reading of the words. Rubei kikula mesuda alinani tzarchi atzmeinu. It's for us. Vaday boru l'chol meivin. It's obvious. That's not what they had in mind. And then he says, it feels negative to me, him tiknu. Tefillah is like a carbon. Did the Kohen benefit from the carbon? Did the Kohen lack something that he's bringing the carbon? No. He brought the carbon so that it can be oil reach nicharach l'Hashem. So he says, if tefillos are supposed to be like a carbon, so then that's the carbon. The carbon is it should be for Hashem, not for us. That's the next thing he says. Then he says like this, I'll bring you a proof. I'm going to read it inside. Ki be'emes yipole. Really, otherwise, the concept of tefillah is a pele. Eich shayich levakesh lehischanin klal lefanov yizbarach shemoy. How is it possible at all to even have the chutzpah to pray? What's a chutzpah to daven? L'hasser me'olav tzayroi v'yisurav, to get rid of your tzar and to get rid of your yisurav. K'moy b'inyan refuah sagof. Imagine it would be the concept of a refuah. Ha'roifem ashkeu simonim charifim. The roife gives him sharp medication. Oyim ha'roifem mukhrach avgam l'chatech eiver echa l'gamrei, or sometimes he has to make an amputation. So that the virus, the bacteria, or whatever, the infection doesn't go further. Is it going to be appropriate for the ill person to say, hey, please don't amputate. It's a tzar, it's going to cause me pain. This is saving your life. I don't know what you're talking about. Of course I have to do it. So if Hashem's einshim are saving our life, the Yisurim we go through save our life. So then you have to have the Yisurim. So what are you davening for? Take it away? It was good for you the whole way. It was good for you the whole time. It was good for you to be this way. So what are you davening for?
For chesed. Another kind of treatment.
Okay, so daven for chesed. But Hashem, give me pranasa. Maybe it's not a chesed for you to have pranasa. Maybe this is supposed to be your nisayim. Maybe it's not a chesed for you to have refuah right now. Maybe it's not a chesed for to have das or whatever. Maybe this is your nisayim. So you're supposed to be in that situation. So how do you know what's good for you to even ask for it? Therefore, it has to be that when Chazal made the tefillah, tzar shetia rak tzarek gavoya. It's not for us. It's not for us. It's for Hashem. Ki b'makom sheish chil shemoi, ki goin tzaras klal Yisrael. Because when there's a tzara for Klal Yisrael, it's a chil Hashem. Be'emor am Hashem Eila, people look around and say, this is what's happening to the Jews. Be'ema mukim u'ma'unim, and they're suffering. Mechuyavim levakish. So we have to daven, v'lishpoich siach l'fanav yizbarach shmoy. And daven, al chil shmoy yizbarach. On the chil shem shemayim, ve'ach l'man shmoy ya'asen. Hashem should do what's good for his name. Menachem, can you give me a Mishnah? Yochanan Bayin, it's the tall one. Zachar Chanech. Zeroyim Aleph. Zeroyim Aleph. Mishnah, it's the regular red ones. The tall Zachar Chanech. You know what I'm talking about. Zeroyim Aleph. So, okay, so he says, when Klal Yisrael is suffering, we're not asking to take away the suffering. We're asking to bring back the Kavod Shem Shemayim from the Chil Hashem, which is generated by this punishment. Then he says, "V'gam ha'yochid al tzarai," and also an individual on his own personal tzar. Afim ein Chil Hashem adavar. There may not be a Chil Hashem, but yesh makon gam kein levakish. So what are you asking for? You're asking because al goydel atzar shel mala bisman shadam shari b'tzar lamata. Brachas perkei. In the back, there's a sefer shnei solio. Yeah, brachas hay. Let me say, let's pay a brachas hay. So, even an individual tzar, it is also what you're davening for. You're davening, like we said yesterday, the mashal, that the father wants to give and he can't get the money over to the child. So, there's a tzar shechina with this that we're suffering. So, we're davening that Hashem should remove the tzar shechina. So, there's two eifanim in how to daven for tzar shechina. One is when there's a tzar in the klal, you're davening for the chil Hashem. And one is shkev. And one is for the individual, you're davening to remove the tzar of the shechina. And then he brings a few proofs as a concept of tzar shechina. It says, yinosi samosi. In Shir Hashirim, it calls us, we're the tamosi. It's like a twin. We're like the twin of Hashem. So he says, there's a concept by twins that when one person doesn't feel good, the other one also doesn't feel good. I have that with, there's a person here who has two kids, two twins. One was in Detroit, one was in Lakewood. They're both married. He says, till today, they both get sick at the same time. They both have headaches at the same time. They both get sick all the time, exactly the same time. I don't know. So he says, "Ma." So we're like twins with Hashem. Just like my twins, when one gets a headache, the other one also, it gets her, feels the pain. Cain, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imay Anoichi Betzara. I am with you in your pain. When we have pain, Hashem has pain. That's what it says. Call Yeshua Shabbat Yisrael, Yishachut Shabrichu. That whenever we get a Yeshua, Hashem gets a Yeshua. And that's what it says. Yagel Libi Bishua Secha. Right? Hashem is happy when we have a Yeshua, and that's what it means. Okay, now there's a question is, so how did that answer the question? So therefore, I have a tzara, and Hashem, you feel tzara shechina. So therefore, since you feel the tzara shechina, I hope that you can get rid of the tzar shechina that you feel from my poverty, so make me rich. So this way, if I'm rich, you don't have the tzar shechina. But I thought you just got finished saying you have to amputate my leg. So now, how could Hashem take away the tzar? Even if it's for the purpose of the tzar shechina, but how do you take away the tzar if the purpose of the tzar was for my benefit? So he says the yisurim that the person has on the tzar shechina is mechaper the same amount as the yisurim of the poverty. So if the person is davening for the tzar shechina, so he's feeling the yisurim that the shechina is feeling, that yisurim itself is a kapara. That's what he says. It's the very last paragraph here. He says, "Uchasha'adam ein margish tzar o mi yisurav." If a person reaches the level, he doesn't feel his own tzar. Mi goydel merirusoi mi tzaroi, because you feel the tzar of Hashem. Hamiroyres halalu hein hein etzem miruk pshav. That tzar is itself the kapara. Umiskaver bezach yisur atzma bedelin himenu. Memelo the tzar goes away. So according to Chaim Vozner, like tefillah is a whole different thing. This is like, this is, you know why when you daven for something, you get it? Because really the way it's supposed to work is that you there's a problem because a person needs to get this certain type of experience. He has to feel this experience of pain. So he davens to Hashem. He says, I know how hard it must be for you to give me this pain. So Hashem says, you feel so bad for me that I have to give you this pain. That itself is the pain. You're yoy to the pain with that. And Mamil, I don't have to give it to you anymore.
Yeah, how do you feel if you don't have it? I mean, what do you mean?
What?
You don't feel it if you don't have it. You don't feel Hashem's feeling you unless you have it.
Unless you have what?
The pain, the foot being amputated or whatever the mashal is. You have to have...
No, I understand, but you have to have. He's saying if you don't feel your own pain and you focus on the tzar shechina, so then the pain can go away because now you're yotzi the yisurin with the tzar shechina.
Oh, the pain can go away. You still have to have it, just will go away.
No, he's saying it can go away though. The chiddush is that can go away.
How you're yotzi the tzar of parnasa or refuah if you're only having one kind of tzar, it's tzar shechina.
No, I guess it's a tzar that the shechina in that area. Yes. So now, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon here in the Mishnah in Brachas, it's Geshmak of Vilna Gaon. The Gaon says, it says in the Mishnah, here. It says in the Mishnah in Brachas, it says, close the door, it's close. It says, Chasidim are Yeshayim, Hayushayim Sha'achas and Mispalim. The Chasidim Rishonim would wait one Shah to Davin, Kedeshi Chabnus Libam Lamakoy, so that they would have Kavana Lamakoy to Hashem. So he says, you know what that means? He says, Mipnei Pirish. So listen to the Lashon of the Goyim. Obviously, the Goyim is the Rebbe of Chaim Volozhiner. The Lashon of the Vilna Goyim. She'osar l'chaven b'tfila l'tzarech atzmoy. It's pretty strong Lashon. She'osar l'chaven b'tfila l'tzarech atzmoy. That's not the proper Kavanah. Ach l'hispalel she'u kol Yisrael b'tachlis ha'shlemus. It should be for Kal Yisrael. The Anishlam Knesset Yisrael l'mayla. And then the Mayla of Knesset Yisrael should be complete, which is like Neshma Yisrael. But not for my own tzarech. And therefore, that's what it means. That my lev should be mechuvin for Hashem. Ella, when are you allowed to daven for yourself? Elokai nitzor al atzmai. Shetfilas elokai nitzor hu al atzmai. The elokai nitzor that you say at the very end, that you're allowed to have in mind yourself. That's what Vilna Gaon says. But the rest of tefillah is not supposed to be for yourself. Now,
Other people, how tefillah works, the instructor for other people.
It's always a question, though. How does it work for other people? I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. There's two hagois here. There's two notes here at the end of the chapter that are very, very geshmak, interesting notes. So I guess we'll learn those next week. Okay. Wow. There's high level stuff.